became aware of the power of conversation when I was a stay-at-home mom of three preschoolers. Friends would call and I'd talk their ears off, desperate for adult communication. If I remember correctly, some of them quit calling. When the children became teenagers, I loved driving them wherever they needed to go, as when there was no eye contact, they were much more open and talkative, giving me an important view into their worlds.
Too much of living, breathing, and being alone opened that window specifically with Agnes. When deep in the ugly grays of winter, I called her out of the blue to ask if she would simply phone me for just 1 week for 5 minutes, just to ask me what I was doing for the day, so I could talk to someone, hear another voice. Note, loneliness being one of our conversational themes over the last year, to make my long story even longer, before long it was Agnes who suggested that our 5 minute sound checks were actually interesting, and going on for 20-30 minutes, we would just take off. I firmly believe that conversation saves us. It heals and reveals.
And now, as a boomer who doesn't have any interest in retiring, I am rejuvenated, replenished by conversation. I'm cognizant of the power and the importance of both conversation and story. And Suleika, I appreciate always being able to exchange ideas, thoughts, and words with you.
Well, one other thing. Whenever I mention that our podcast is called The Lost Art of Conversation, the response is always positive. There's always an emotional response of, oh, great, that's a great idea. So going with that, let's go with it.
Let's go. Hello.
Hello.
Who's Steve?
Who's what?
Who's Steve?
Steve. I don't know. I don't know a Steve. I used to when I was 12.
No, you know a Steve. I've been talking to him recently.
Really?
He lives in Heather's block.
Oh, that's right. That's right. How did you know that?
I get a little message from my daughter yesterday saying, hey, can you talk? I got a funny story for you. They were coming home, the three of them, after, I guess they met Reuben after work. And somebody was just going in the door. And so they snuck in and said, oh, thank you. And this man turned around and said, are you Heather? And she went, yeah, maybe.
Oh.
Who are you? And you're Reuben then. yeah, who are you? Except they knew him from the block. They've chatted with him on occasion, just never knew who he was. Oh, well, my friend Mar is working with your mother. He's doing some stuff like a podcast or something with your mother. And they're going, oh, okay, yeah. And of course, she knows you as Suleika.
Of course, yes.
So she didn't put the two together. So she's just being really polite, wondering like, oh my God, like who is this person that knows all about the fire in the car and everything else?
Oh boy.
So she said next time that she would be more friendly. And of course, I don't know if he knows you as Suleika. So I just said, well, just say that I call her Suleika. Like, you know, my mother calls her Suleika. So I didn't put two and two together.
Yeah, I bumped Steve absolutely by accident. And he's an eccentric. He's absolutely one of the most interesting characters I know. He was a graphic artist at CBC.
But he did forgettable, all apparently.
He's what?
Forgettable, apparently.
Well, yeah. No, as I say, eccentric to the point of being a little OCD beyond comprehension. So that's why I forgot about him yesterday.
Well, apparently Heather said that he's the person that after they were given the one bedroom, and,
yeah,
and they were given a one bedroom where, like, the only one bedroom where other people weren't.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's because they've been in there for a few years. They're always pleasant. They never, you know, complain. I mean, they may have issues, but they never complain. So, but anyways, he apparently came up to them and said, so did you get the one bedroom? And Heather went, yeah. And he goes, well, you know, I'd really recommend you don't tell anybody that.
Yeah.
And she's going, people might wonder when I'm hanging around the block. Like, yeah. I don't have a life, so I'm just hanging around the block. Well, of course, I live here. Of course, they're going to figure it out.
Oh, boy.
But she'd never known his name. So she said, well, okay, like, if you know us, what's your name?
Right. Dear. Well, I was surprised when he told me. I couldn't believe it. It was like, small world, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. No, and that's exactly what Heather said.
Yes, yes. Oh, speaking of small world, there is a God.
Oh.
There is a God. I haven't had a student for 3 months, and I'm really down to my last little tiny bit of American money that I transfer into Canadian funds. But one of my students has returned. He just contacted me. He says, I want to upgrade my IELTS level for the end of August. Can we start? And I said, yes. And
okay.
Tomorrow I have a new Korean student. She starts tomorrow. So I've got two students. Thank you, God.
Oh, my goodness. That's great.
Yes, it is. And I had a very spirited meeting with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got some more work to do. And this is something you and I have talked about. So I just have to get it done. His point was, still likes the idea, still sees the value of it. And we talked a lot about the politics of what's happening with grocery stores and Sobeys and Safeway, which is interesting. It's a global view that's interesting about what's happening with food. But to the point about English Club, he said, the union already offers ESL. And he says, I know that you've already pointed out the difference between IELTS and ESL. But the company is going, yeah, but why would we pay for something that is already there? So he suggested I go to the UFCW, which is the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, to find out what I can about their ESL program. Now, Agnes, how do I go about that? Can I just call them, cold call, and say, look, I'm curious about your program? Or is there some way that I can check it out without asking them? What should I do?
You could be slightly devious and say you're calling on behalf of a friend or slash neighbor who works for the company or something and is interested, but currently doesn't feel that, you know, isn't confident enough to phone them.
Yeah.
So you're phoning on their behalf. So sure. Yeah, a little white lie, but totally harmless.
Yep. I like it. I'm going to do it. The union office, 1518 is at New West. So I've got their number. I'll just give them a call.
Yeah. And then if you can get a website, that'd be like, you know, with information, that'd be great. Sometimes that stuff may be locked behind employee only logins.
Yes. Yep.
So in that case, you might have to befriend somebody.
Gee, I can't imagine who that would be. Are you talking about you?
No. I'm an employee. I'm not an employee.
Yes, but you seem to have all kinds of ways of tracking things down.
Well, we might have, and I hit a dead end with your other friend, and it occurred to me too that that type of career may lead him to not be on Facebook.
Of course, yeah.
Just because he doesn't want to be approached or, you know, have people.
Exactly.
But anyways, onward and upward. I mean, we could certainly try to, you know, set up an account.
Well, you know what? I'm just gonna do what you suggest and see what I can find out.
Yeah, that's probably the easiest way. And
yeah, I can do that. But interesting, Mike. We spent about 20 minutes talking about lots of things, but he told me some interesting things about Sobeys Safeway. You know, Safeway has allowed Sobeys—that's the Canadian arm of Safeway—to be their own entity. Except sometimes they don't. In other words, this whole world of branding has become interesting. Branding is the big word in the last 20 years. And so Safeway, sometimes at things like soccer games or baseball games where all the advertising is there, they'll have Safeways in like 19 point and Sobeys. And then at other places, they'll have Sobeys in 19 point. And then Safeway in 12 point. They can't make up their mind who's the king of the castle.
Hmm. Yeah, that's interesting too. I guess it depends if the audience is local and would be going to Safeway or whether they're a bit bigger audience who might be interested in Sobeys, I guess, maybe. Maybe it depends on who was approached for the sponsorship.
Okay. His point was that it's very confusing for people like the Safeways at where we're talking about in the West End, because the mixed messages are something that affects all the communication. In other words, he doesn't really know what's going on, and he's got to run a store with so many employees. So it's either this or that, but they don't know. So when they want to put up a sign about local fruit that is being brought in because of Sobeys or Safeways, he can't make that decision because it's got to be made in Toronto.
Oh my God.
So it's just an example of how convoluted things have become for whatever reason.
So is Sobeys a U.S. company then?
No, Sobeys is Canadian.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. But Safeway's U.S. or yes. U.S.-based, yeah. So I wonder, too, if, you know, I'm just thinking that, like, you know, well, probably both countries are very nationalistic. You know, sometimes it pays them to be good old-fashioned Safeway, and other times, you know, they are a Canadian company, Sobeys.
But mixed up in all of that is something really kind of spooky, scary, different. And he said things are moving so fast, and he's been doing that job for 25 years, and he's been at this particular place for two, that in Toronto, they're setting up an Amazon-type warehouse to try out, and they're going to be looking at doing that in BC, of eliminating, cutting back on stores and the employees and having it run like Amazon.
Such as mail order.
You're right. And I say, wow, what a way to treat people. I mean, the stories about Amazon are legion, and there's actually a class action suit about improper, violating labor code. You have to move within 2 minutes to pick up four different things when it's impossible because you have to go four different... Anyway, it's ridiculous, but they get away with it. And so here's the model of let's make as much money as we possibly can, eliminate the human factor, and do what they do, even if it's dubious.
Well, it'd be interesting to see the demographic, for lack of a better term. Like, where are their stores? Now, in the West End...
Yeah.
Is what would you say the population base is? Like, how many of those people need a local grocery store? Because they do not have access to online to order online.
Well, there's a huge contingent of seniors who don't do that. They don't go online.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing is that, you know, like Amazon's fabulous for those people who like to order online or don't have time to go to the store or don't like the stores, whatever. Yep. You know, so great, go to Amazon. But there's a huge number of people who, you know, A, like to shop local, and B, do not do that sort of stuff over the internet. Because the whole security issue now becomes a huge one.
Right. Well, something else we were talking about, Echoes and all those gadgets that people can have in their home, telling them what to do. And here's what he told me. And I thought this, I did not know this. Maybe you do. So he's got one of those things. I can't remember which one it is specifically. And he says it records everything that you're talking about. And I said, really? And he said, yeah, my wife was looking for something and she was talking about it. And then when she went to her computer, there was an ad for exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And I find that creepy.
Well, that happened to my friend Michelle. And I mean, I think she may have insisted that it wasn't Alexa that was eavesdropping because Alexa was turned off or something, which is even scarier.
Yeah.
Oh, she's turned off. No, she's not. She's hiding in the closet. Yeah, I mean, I don't have one of those. And you know, part of the joy for, I probably can't imagine having one, because part of the joy for me, as I've mentioned a billion and one times, is I love going online and searching for stuff. You know, so if I want to know something about something, then I will just go looking for it.
Right.
But yeah, that's interesting. And it'll be interesting to see what sort of opportunity, because Safeway has shot themselves in the foot before in Canada. I don't know about the US, but in Canada. So this may be the move that leads to their demise.
Yeah.
You know, as stores like Thrifty's even deliver now with Sendial, opportunity now for other stores to expand, Great Canadian Superstore even.
Right.
Or the Real Canadian Superstore, whatever it's called. You know, Yeah, people will just, people are loyal, but only to a point. At such point in time as you piss them off, they're gone for good.
Yeah. Yep.
It's interesting too, because the people that they're going to piss off potentially is that group of people who have had their times rough before and prevailed. So yeah. An old person is going to say, oh, you want me to get a computer, learn how to use it, and order my groceries online? No, I can walk that extra 8 blocks. I will figure out a way to walk that extra 8 blocks to get my groceries in person. And interesting you say that, because I just posted an article. This is funny. I should send it to you. You can send it to Mike.
Yep.
And in Sweden, I think it is. Where is it? If I put it in the chat, will you get the link? Okay, yeah. Let me just double check. But I think it was Sweden. Takes me 2 seconds here.
Yep.
Dutch. Sorry, I lied to you. Dutch supermarket introduces a unique chat checkout to help fight loneliness.
What?
Yeah. So these people who, maybe don't get out except for their groceries, have this store that they can go to. And if they want to spend 15 minutes at the checkout chatting with this lovely, friendly face that's encouraged.
Uh-huh.
And they also have something else. It's like a coffee corner or something.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So I'm just going to put the link in the chat. It's a huge, long link, but I think that's just because I posted it in one of my Facebook groups. So there it is. Yeah, Dutch supermarket introduces. So I put in the chat if you find that little chat box.
I do. Oh, my goodness, it's long. Now, how do I?
Just click on it.
I just click on it. It'll give me, and then I can.
It should open up another window, and it's there.
And then when I try to send that to Mike,
Here, let me just double check. I'll try something else here. It might be easier. I will test it first. But it's just interesting how, one company goes in one direction.
Yeah.
And the other company goes in a totally different direction.
Well, I think that speaks to culture, too.
Okay, here's a short link that you can give to. Hopefully it'll just trend. Yeah, that's a slightly shorter link.
And so, again, Agnes, bear with me. I'm going to click on that. I'm going to get the article. Can I then put the article on my desktop? And then when I send this to Mike by email, I just click on that document and put it back into the email.
I don't know about Mac, but for me, I just click on the URL and that appears at the top of the tab.
Yeah.
At the top of the page. I click on that. I right click for me. There may be some sort of a shortcut that you use. And it just, once you've highlighted the entire thing, I can right click and copy it.
That's what I want to do.
And then in the email, I would say this, I found this article or this article was sent to me. You may find it interesting. And then you right click and paste it into the email and that sends him the link.
Got it. Okay. So cut and paste or copy and paste.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. And the key thing is to keep a relationship going so that, and I told him that by next week, I would have, I'd have a follow-up on the UFCWU, just so that he's got something that he can give to his regional director.
Mm-hmm. So is this a Sobeys thing then or a Safeway thing? Okay, now the reason I ask is Megan used to work for Thrifties, who is also owned now by Sobeys. So if you needed to get in a back door, she may still know somebody that works for Thrifties.
Okay, thank you.
So we could always ask if they could access it and get some information or just,
Let's see what I find with this. Here's another thing. Next week is next Thursday. I'm leaving for Walla Beach. How can I get some cards made? I know that previously, the last time I did this 2 or 3 years ago, I had to have a disc. No, I have to have a file. That's what it is. A file that I would bring to the printer to have them printed. But is there an easier way, faster way to do something for next week?
Are is Sharna picking you up at Nanaimo?
Yes.
Okay, there is an option. I would have to just double check because I haven't done it for a while. You may be able to, if you've got the file, or I can create a card for you if you tell me what you want it to look like. And then you can email the file to Staples.
Yeah.
And hopefully if you expedite it or if we get it there on quickly, you might be able to pick it up at the top of the hill because there's a Staples right at the top of the hill from the ferry.
Right.
And you've got them.
Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent. Okay, when you say a card file, does that just mean what I want on there?
Well, if you send me what you want on there, I can create something that, and I can take the colors off your website if that's the colors you like.
I love that chartreuse.
Okay.
That chartreuse and the black. Yes.
So I would create something, send you even a picture of it.
Yep.
And then if you like it, I'll just figure out. I mean, I've got an account with Staples, but I could just figure out a way to do that. Like get send it into them.
Okay. Conversely, could I do that at the Staples in Vancouver?
Oh, sure. Yeah, as long as you can email it to them. And find out what the turnaround time is. Now, what are you going to use these cards for?
To immediately hand them out to everybody I know. business.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, that's good.
Oh, and of course I want to give something to Mike so that he's got something tangible and he can go to the website. He liked that idea. So my idea was to by Wednesday, tell me how impossible this is. By Wednesday, the last time I'm in town, to drop off a card and a little fact sheet about what I can do that the union can't. So that he's got something that he can give to his regional director, Rob.
It's too bad this timing is not working out because my daughter is going to be leaving for Vancouver in about an hour. I could conceivably even have made you a bunch of cards as a stopgap.
Yeah.
And then, it's only through my little printer, so it's not like don't leave them out in the rain because the ink runs. But as they are on business cards that you make yourself.
Yeah.
And I've done that for myself on occasion. But I've also used thrifties. So you're probably going to have to buy a whole bunch of cards, but that's okay because you can still keep on handing them out.
Yes.
And, if you put the basic information on a card and the website, we can just always change the website up however you want it as time goes by without you having to change your cards.
Right. You know that when I say right like that, that I only kind of sort of totally get it. But yeah, it's fine. I get it.
No, but you know how on a card you might, like some people put, oh, I do this specifically. Yeah. Now, say, the IELTS never does materialize and it just, you cannot up the road. It doesn't really matter. People may, go to your website and if they don't find it, they're going to see the other stuff you do. So as long as the website is there, the website will be current. It's not like you're going to say Safeway endorsed, IELTS program. You're not going to say that, but.
Yes, understood. Yeah. Okay, there's that. Well, what have you got planned for today and the rest of the weekend?
Well, quite honestly, I'm going to do a few things this morning. I'm going to get my grandson over to say goodbye to his mother before she goes. We are leaving early to feed chickens and get some dahlias. My friend's dahlias, without a word of a lie, are 10 inches across.
I know. Dinner plate dahlias. That's what they're called.
Oh, just crazy. So they're what?
They're beautiful.
Oh, yeah. They're amazing. So anyways, I'm going to pick a few of those and get a few eggs for my lady that I see. And I will go. We'll spend the afternoon with her. And then I'll take my grandson home and have a quiet evening, only to hit the ground running tomorrow.
Well, you're back in action. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, and I got some stuff done. I mean, if you look at your website, there were a few changes made yesterday.
Okay.
I took care of some of your things. I haven't taken care of all of it yet because I'm also just trying to get another website, just at least everything into my name so that I can work on it when the time is right.
Right. But,
yeah.
Well, what's our schedule for next week?
Well, it would appear that one lady is in hospital for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
And so Tuesday. So every day except the Wednesday.
Okay.
Is open.
That sounds good. Yeah. It's a firework weekend.
Oh, so, is that this? Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I will be doing my laundry.
You were going to try and get out of Dodge this weekend.
Well, that's why I'm going next weekend, because two things are going on that I don't want to be at. That's the Saturday night last fireworks before the gay parade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go have a good weekend, and I'll do the same, and I'll talk to you Monday.
Okay, sounds fabulous. And if you know, if you want me to help you design a card or whatever, I can do that. So okay. Just send me what you want.
Good. I'll do that.
All right.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Bye. Bye.